हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकम् करोति वाचालम् पङ्गुम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यत्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुतः स्तुन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैः वेदैः साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैः गायन्ति यम् समगाः ध्यानावस्थिततद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यम् योगिनः यस्यान्तम् न विदुःसुरासुरगणाः देवाय तस्मै नमः ॐ श्रीपरमात्मने नमः साङ्ख्ययोगो नाम द्वितीयोऽध्यायः श्रीभगवानुवाच अशोच्यानन्वशोचस्त्वम् प्रज्ञावादांश्च भाषसे गतासो न गतासोंश्च नानुशोचन्ति पण्डिताः न त्वेवाहम् जातु नासम् न त्वम् नेमे जनाधिपाः न चैव न भविष्यामः सर्वे वयमतः परम् देहिनोऽस्मिन् यथा देहे कौमारम् यौवनञ्जरा तथा देहान्तरप्राप्तिः धीरस्तत्र न मुह्यति मात्रा स्पर्शास्तु कौन्तेय शीतोष्णसुखदुःखदाः आगमापायिनो नित्याः ताम् स्थितिक्षस्व भारत यम् हि न व्यथयन्त्येते पुरुषम् पुरुषर्षभ समदुःखसुखम् धीरम् सोऽमृतत्वाय कल्पते. We have seen very fast the bhashyam of all these verses. They come and we're slowly going to the 16th verse. Why? Because the most important teaching of the whole Vedanta Shastra is what? Asataha abhavaha, sorry, sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. The only one sentence, most important sentence. And you're seeing the 16th verse. Nasato vidyate bhavah, na bhavo vidyate satah, ubhayorapi drishtontah, tvanayostatva darshibhihi. So in this, we can quickly understood easily the Bhagavatpada's commentary on the first quarter of the verse. Asataha bhavaha na vidyate. We understood easily. Now where we are going slowly. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. The word sat and asat. Sat means existence and asat means, literally means non-existence. But you have to see, technically, Sat is a word implies the absolute reality. That which is absolutely real. The absolute reality. In Tamil we say paramparul. Is ever of the nature of existence. Reality is ever of the nature of existence. Therefore, reality is implied by the term sat. Existence. And this reality, absolute reality, absolute substance, which is ever of the nature of existence, implied by the term Sat alone is Satyam, real. Means it's always reality. Reality is all is that which is always there. Always there. It has no beginning. It is there beginninglessly. It is there endlessly. And it is there costlessly. Beginninglessly, it is there, which is there costlessly. It has no cause. Therefore, it has independent existence. It exists because it's nature. So this reality, which alone is Satyam, which is ever of the nature of existence, is implied with the term Sat. Other than the reality, absolute reality, obtaining in the form of existence, everything else is mithya, asat. Asat means mithya. Mithya means what? As though real, as seemingly real, is as good as non-existent. So other than what is implied by this word sat, existence, and the existence is very abstract. What is meant by the word existence, the absolute reality, is abstract, subtlest, formless, attributeless. You have to be with me every word. Existence, you understand, with reference to any given object, as the existence of the object. Existence is abstract. Why do you say it is abstract? Subtle, subtlest. Because formless. You can't, existence has no form, no attribute. Is that tall, thin? No attribute, absolutely attributeless, formless, beginningless, endless, changeless. And it is independent. And what about this? Apart from this existence, everything else is mithya. Means anything and everything which is experienced as an object. You can say the entirety of the objective universe, including time and space. The entirety of the objective universe, which is inclusive of one's body, mind, sense complex, obtained within the realm of time and space, including time and space, is what? Mithya. So Satyam and Mithya. Sat and Asat, these two words mean Satyam and Mithya. And we have to discover this Satyam. As Satyam is the truth of the Mithya universe, the absolute reality, which is implied by the term Sat, existence, is the truth of the Mithya universe. Mithya objective universe. And discovering this Satyam, Sat is what? Brahma Jnanam. Knowledge of this abstract reality, abstract absolute reality, implied by the term Sat, is implied with the term Brahma. Therefore, knowledge of the Sat is knowledge of Brahma, Brahma Jnanam. which is Ishvara Jnanam, knowledge of Ishvara. And this Satyam, the absolute reality, Sat, is neither the cause nor the effect. It is distinct from cause and effect. But it is not distant from the cause and effect. Everything in this universe, we understand from the Bhashyam, every object in this universe being a product, being an effect is mithya. Because any effect has beginning, any effect, we missed class in between, that's why I have to come from the beginning. Any effect has a beginning, being a product, being an effect, it has a beginning. It has an end also. In between it undergoes changes. And it has dependent existence. Therefore, every effect is mithya. And gradually we saw Shankara Bhagavad Pada stating, not only effect is mithya, the cause is also mithya. Why? Because there's no such a thing called a cause which has no effect. Every cause also is relative cause. Every cause becomes an effect from the standpoint of its own cause. Therefore, the cause also is mithya. The cause has a beginning, because cause has a cause. There's no cause which is causeless. Every cause has its own cause. So every cause being a relative cause, relatively effect also, a product also. Therefore, cause also has a beginning. And the cause undergoes a change to become the effect also. Therefore, cause is also mithya. Cause also has dependent existence, the standpoint of its own cause. So cause is also mithya, effect is also mithya. And the cause has to undergo change to become an effect also. Therefore, cause is also mithya. Karanam mithya, karyam api mithya. What about the reality, absolute reality, sat? Absolute reality implied by the term sat is neither the cause nor the effect. It is distinct from both cause and effect. So karana karyoho vilakshanam brahma. Karya karana vilakshanam brahma. The reality implied by the term Brahman is distinct from cause and effect. So the entire objective universe can be reduced to the constitute is that which is constituted of causes and effects. Countless number of causes and effects. So the prapancha can be said to be karya karana prapanchaha. The objective universe is nothing but formed of countless number of causes and effects. It's a cause-effect system. So, karyakarana prapanchaha is mithya. This mithya prapanchaha enjoys its existence in Brahma. Brahma is there in the form of existence of this mithya universe of causes and effects. Karya karana prapanchasya satyam. The truth of the mithya universe is Brahma. Mithya prapanchasya satyam Brahma. So mithya universe has no existence at all outside of Brahma. Therefore, this absolute reality implied by the term Brahma, implied by the term Sat, is actually pure existence. It's a pure existence which cannot be, which is not an object. I have to add the word pure, this existence, reality, which is of the nature of existence, obtaining in the form of existence, without the universe is what pure existence, is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, it is not available for, it is not perceptible through sense organs. It is not conceivable mentally. It cannot be described with the help of words. It is attributeless. Therefore, it is also vachamagocharam. It is not available for word description. But this existence, because attributeless, because not available for experience, not available for objectification or perception, description, even mentally also not conceived. Therefore, Shunyavadis can easily say this, there's no such a thing called Satyam. There is no Satyam. There is no absolute reality. There is only Mithya Karanam, Mithya Karyam. The world, Mithya Jagat is Mithya, means cause is also Mithya, effect is also Mithya. So Mithya Karya Karana Prapanchaha. There is no Satyam. This is what is said to be Shunyavadaha of Buddhism. So Shankaracharya explained, no, this Mithya Prapanchaha, no doubt, cause is Mithya, effect is Mithya, Karya Karana Prapanchaha is Mithya, but there is Satyam. There is absolute reality, which is ever of the nature of existence, and which is always available for experience also, as the existence of the objective universe. When you say universe is prapanchaha asti, jagat bhati, jagat asti means world, universe enjoys existence. Universe enjoys existence means what? The universe, there's existence of the universe. So in this universe, whichever object we are experiencing, and the same only existence, the only absolute reality, which is in the form of existence of the entirety of the universe, is there as the existence of every object which forms part of this universe. Existence of time, existence of space, existence of each and every element, existence of air, existence of earth, existence of all five elements, existence of every elemental product, existence of every living being, existence of every non-living thing, existence of mobile being, existence of non-immobile being, existence of action, existence of everything, every object in this universe. The existence enjoyed by every object is Brahma. The absolute reality is in the form of the existence, the abstract truth. Existence enjoyed by the entire universe, existence enjoyed by every object in this universe. So Shankaracharya said, Buddhidvayam. Talked about Buddhidvayam. Hope you remember. Buddhidvayam means in cognizing any object, in experiencing any object, we never have only one experience only of the object. In every experience of any given object, we have two experiences, simultaneous experiences. In one experience itself, we have two experiences. The experience of the given object, along with the experience of the given object, what is inevitably, unavoidably experienced is the existence of the object. There's experience of the existence of the object and existence, experience of the object. We can say Vishaya Anubhavaha. Vishaya Anubhavaha is experience of the object. Vishayasya Sattayaha Anubhavaha. Vishaya Satta Anubhavaha is experience of the existence of the object. The two experiences are there, means two factors are experienced simultaneously in every experience. Where exactly the object is experienced, there the existence enjoyed by the object also is experienced. The locus of the experience of the object, the locus of the experience of the existence of the object being one and the same, it is said to be Samanadhikaranyam. Anubhava Samanadhikaranyam. Samana Adhikarane Anubhava Dvayam. The same locus, same buddhi. We have simultaneous two experiences. And this Vishayanubhavaha, experience of the object and experience of the existence of the object being together always simultaneously. We have Vishayanubhavaha, Vishayasattanubhavaha. Satta is another word for Sat. And this existence experienced as the existence of a given object is said to be qualifying existence. The qualifying existence, qualifying existence is said to be sa visesha satta, sa upadhika satta, sopadhika satta, saguna satta, sa visesha satta, sopadhika satta, saguna satta. All three words mean the same. Sa guna, sa upadhika, sa visesha, sopadhika, sa visesha, sa guna satta. Means what? Qualifying existence. Existence associated with a given object. Part is, when you say pot enjoys existence. Existence associated with the pot is Savisesha Satta. And what is the Visesha there, or the object associated with the pot? Man is. There, man is Visesha. Savisesha means existence associated with a man is Savisesha Satta. Flower is existence associated with a given object, flower. Savisesha Satta. So, there's never a time absolute reality is not there. It's always there. With the entire world, with every object experienced in the world, countless number of objects are there. That only reality is there as the existence of countless number of objects, countless objects. So existence enjoyed by the pot, existence enjoyed by the gate, existence enjoyed by the house, existence of a man, existence of a mountain, existence of time, existence of space, existence is enjoyed by every object which forms part of the whole jagat. That existence is one, only existence. But the objects which enjoy existence are countless, innumerable. And this existence is ever of the just changelessness, doesn't move, doesn't change. The objects have beginning, objects have end, and undergo changes, objects can disappear. The forms can collapse. Even when the forms collapse, objects become destroyed, still the existence enjoyed by the objects continues to be there without being affected by anything that happens in the part of the objects. It's exactly like how an opaque thing, anything happens to opaque thing which shines in the presence of the light. Nothing happens to the light. An object enjoys existence in space. Nothing happens to the object. Nothing happens to space. In the same way, absolutely, this abstract reality, which has to be understood in terms of its nature of existence, also is there, untaintedly, unaffectedly, Even the changes happen on the part of the objects. Now we can reduce all the objects to one word as jagat. But the world is, existence is in the form of existence of the world. And the jagat is not, the jagat becomes resolved. Jagat becomes unmanifest. What happens to existence? Existence still continues to be there as existence. When the jagat is this absolute reality, abstract reality, is there as the existence enjoyed by the jagat, as existence of the jagat, then what is the existence called? Savisesha Satta, Sopadhika Satta, Saguna Satta. Existence qualifying the universe, associated with the universe, is what? Savisesha Satta. When you experience the word, Jagatis means there is existence, reality, abstract reality, in the form of abstract existence of the universe. Okay, Jagat resolves, Jagat disappears. Then what happens to reality? Still, the reality is there as unqualifying existence. Reality unassociated with manifest existence. Even then, you can say what? Unmanifest universe is. The universe is not available for experience. The unmanifest universe is. Then existence is there as existence of the unmanifest universe. But when the universe is unmanifest, existence is what? Pure existence. So the unqualifying existence, existence which is not associated with world or any object, is what? Pure existence. When no object is available for experience. Like in sleep, in deep sleep state. Even though you have to say ignorance is. Even then, you can say no object is there also. No object is available for experience. Even then, there is existence. But that existence, which is not Sopadhika Satta, which is not Saguna Satta, which is not Savisesha Satta, which is not qualifying existence, which is not associated with any given object or the world, is what? Pure existence. So existence is either as a qualifying existence of the universe, or existence of the universe, or the universe is not there, existence by itself is there as unqualifying what? Pure existence. The universe is Brahma, absolute reality is there as the existence of the universe. Sopadhika Satta. The universe disappears, existence is there without the universe, without associating itself with the universe as unqualifying existence, is what? Pure existence. Yes, pure existence is what? Brahma. But the pure existence, which is unqualifying existence, unassociated with an object, is not experienced. Cannot be experienced. It, why? Because the human intellect, the pure existence, is there as the existence of the very Buddhi. Human intellect, even though it's amazingly brilliant, is capable of probing and discovering everything within the realm of the objective universe, is incapable of objectifying existence. Incapable, because the pure existence is not an object, not at all an object, not available for objectification. Not available for experience. This pure existence, when it is not available for experience, as a qualifying existence, being not an object, it is not available for experience as an object. Therefore, pure existence being not available for experience is mistaken to be non-existent. This absolute reality mistaken to be non-existent. Because it is not available for experience as the existence of the world. Because world is resolved. So whenever Jagat becomes avyaktam, unmanifest, there is nirupadhika satta. Whenever Jagat is not there, Jagat becomes unmanifest, there is nirupadhika satta, nirvisesha satta, nirguna satta. This nirguna satta, nirvisesha satta, nirupadhika satta alone is said to be nirgunam brahma, attributeless. Because unqualifying, unassociated, pure existence, nirupadhika satta, nirguna satta, is there. When the universe, when the Jagat is manifest, when the Jagat is vyakta, when there is vyaktam Jagat, manifest universe, there is manifest existence in the form of existence of the universe. Vyakta satta, vyaktam Jagat, vyakta satta. The universe is manifest, existence also is what? There is manifest existence. Manifest existence is available for experience as the existence of the universe. The Jagat becomes unmanifest, the same absolute reality is there as pure nirupadhika satta, nirvisesha satta, nirguna satta, as pure existence is not available for experience. So vyakta satta is experienceable. Avyakta satta, unqualifying satta, nirupadhika satta is non-experienceable. Nirupadhika satta is non-experienceable. Sopadhika satta is experienceable. As the existence of the universe, existence of any object of this universe. Therefore, there's never a time reality, absolute reality is not there. Absolute reality, implied by the term Brahma, which is ever of the nature of existence, therefore implied by the term Sat, is always there. Either as nirupadhika satta or as opadhika satta. Satta does not come and go. Jagat comes sopadhika satta. Jagat becomes unmanifest, nirupadhika satta. Jagat becomes manifest, sopadhika satta. Jagat becomes unmanifest, nirupadhika satta. Satta is Sat. When is Sat not there? Always it is there. Jagat is, Satta is there. available for experience as Sopadhika Satta, as a qualifying existence. Existence qualifying the Jagat, qualifying in the existence of the universe. Jagat becomes unmanifest. Existence is there as pure existence. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. That sat is that reality, abstract formless reality, arrived at in terms of its nature of existence, the external world of objects. Which fraction of second can you miss Bhagavan? Bhagavan is a title attributed to this existence, which is invariably present in all the variable objects. That is why you never slips away in your experience, in experiencing anything, that which does not slip away is what? Existence enjoyed by every object. That's why Bhagavan is called Achyutaha. Na chyavate iti achyutaha. Na chyavate. Does not slip away. Does not go away. Does not deviate. Na chyavate iti achyutaha. Om Achyutaya Namaha. We always just do the mantra. This is what Pujya Swamiji can make even Bhagavan Nama as a word of contemplation. You have to see when do you miss abstract reality? Abstract, formless, absolute reality, attributeless reality has to be understood, arrived at in terms of its nature of existence. As existence enjoyed by every object. Jagat asti, akash asti, kala asti. Anything is means that is the enjoyed by every object is Ishvara, Bhagavan. Invariably present abstract reality, the of existence enjoyed by every object is something which cannot be missed. That's why Achyuta. Now, the same absolute reality. Don't think I have not gone to the Bhashyam class. What am I? I'm unfolding what is revealed in the Bhashyam. So I can take, because I missed one class in between. I have to really make you see exactly what is meant by that word sentence. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Jagat is, Satta is, Sopadhika Satta. Jagat is not, Nirupadhika Satta. Sopadhika Satta is given the title of Ishvara. Nirupadhika Satta is implied with the term Brahma. There's a difference between Brahma and Ishvara. Now, same absolute, abstract, formless reality implied by the term Brahma, which is arrived at in terms of its nature of existence, as existence enjoyed by everything in the external world, same reality is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing chit. As the swarupam of the subject. Same reality can be arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as swarupam of the sat, swarupam of the knower in one's own mind. The chit alone, the external world of objects, understood in terms of its nature of sat. They are not two. Chit and sat are two different terms implying the reality in terms of its nature of knowing and existence, knowledge and existence. Existence also is a word implying the reality in terms of its nature. Knowledge also is a word revealing the reality in terms of its nature. No word can really directly show the reality, indicate the reality. Therefore, this nirupadhika satta, the existence, unqualifying existence, which is not associated with any object, is a pure existence. The pure existence cannot be experienced, but is available for recognition as pure knowledge, the very surupam of the knower, one's own mind. What you arrive at, the reality is arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing in one's own mind. The same reality is arrived at in terms of its nature of existence with reference to any object. The Satchit alone is implied with the Atma and the Brahma. Here, we saw in the last class, the Bhashyam. Viseshabha sadbuddhi api nashte ghate na drishyate. So he was saying, the Purupakshi was saying, when the pot is destroyed, ghate nashte, of course experience of the object pot also goes. But experience of the existence enjoyed by the pot does not go. But he says, sadbuddhi api na drishyate. There is no experience of the existence enjoyed by the object. When the object, a given object or pot, and the pot is destroyed, so pot experience is not possible. The pot is not there. But he thinks the experience of the existence also goes away, is not there. Shankaracharya gave the answer, na. When the pot experience goes, when the pot goes, pot experience goes, but experience of the existence enjoyed by the existence does not go. Why? Because existence does not go away. What happened in existence? Existence minus pot object is what? Is with existence of any other object. Existence continues to be there as existence of the rest of the objects available for experience. Even all the entire world also becomes unmanifest. Even then, unmanifest universe is equal to what? Nirvisesha Satta, pure existence, unqualifying existence. The pure existence is still there. The pure existence is not available for experience because pure existence happens to be pure consciousness. Being is swarupam of the subject of knowledge knower, it is not experienceable. Just because it's not experienceable, it should not be mistaken for non-existent. Viseshya bhavat sad buddhihi viseshana vishayasati vishya viseshya bhave viseshana anupapattau kim vishayasyat natu punaha sad buddhehe vishya abhavat. So in the second sentence, the answer is given. When the object is not there, viseshya abhavat means what? When there is no object, given object, the existence pertaining to that object is there or not? Definitely existence is there. The existence, the experience of the existence, the experienced existence is always associated with some form or the other. When the object is not there, it cannot be a qualifying existence. Visesha abhave, when there is no object. Visesha abhave, visesham here means an object. An object is the substance. Visesha bhave, when there is absence of the object, when there is no object, viseshana anupapattihi, existence cannot be a qualifying existence. There is untenability of the existence qualifying a given object. Then kim vishayasyat, then what will be the existence then? Kim vishayasyat, it is unqualifying. What is that object the existence is associated with? Because it is not possible for existence to be a qualifying existence when the object is not there. When the object is not there, existence is not a qualifying existence, not an attribute of existence. It's a pure existence. Therefore, Śrīmad Bhagavatpāda says, natu punaha sadbuddhehe vishaya abhavat. Sadbuddhehe na sad punaha na sadbuddhehe abhavaha vishaya abhavat. When there is absence of an object, there is no absence of existence. He says one should not mistake the reality in the form of existence to be absent when the object is not there. The object is there, reality is there in the form of existence of the object. When the object is not there, reality continues to be there as the pure existence. Therefore, we should not mistake. We should not have a wrong thinking, wrong understanding. There is no reality. There is no existence. There is no such thing called pure existence or reality, absolute reality. Because reality is available for experience only when the object is there in the form of existence of the object. The object becomes unmanifest. Object disappears. Object is not there anymore. Even then, the reality obtaining in the form of existence of the given object continues to be there as existence of other objects. No other object is there also. Reality is very much there as pure existence. The non-experienceable pure existence. And which can be arrived at only as the pure consciousness. Swarupam of the knower. Not as an object, but a swarupam of the subject. Okay. Actually, with this, so what is the lesson? There's never a time absolute reality, abstract, formless reality, inexplicably subclassed reality is not there. And that reality is implied by the term Sat, existence, because that reality alone is in the form of existence of every object, exists on the entire world. And when the world is not there, the reality is implied by the term pure existence. Sataha abhavaha na vidyate. Commentary on this line is over. Now, Yeka adhikaranatvam. Purapakshi comes with an objection. This objection is not of a Shunyavadi subjection. This is an objection of a Nyaya philosopher. In Nyaya system of philosophy, they always have this one understanding that, of course, we also accept two opposite natures cannot coexist, cannot exist in the same locus. Let me give the example. Viruddhau dharmau. Viruddhau dharmau means what? Opposite attributes. Viruddhau dharmau. Samana adhikarane nasyatam. Two opposite attributes cannot coexist in the same locus. This is one fact accepted by us also, accepted by, this held by Nyaya system of the philosophy. Nyaya people, they hold on to this thing. Is acceptable, logically acceptable. A person who is short cannot be tall also simultaneously. A person is short, he cannot be tall. If he is tall, he cannot be short. Tallness and the shortness are two viruddha dharmau. Why viruddha dharmau? They cannot coexist. Viruddha dharmau. Sweetness and bitterness. You can say tiny fruit, small fruit, very sweet. Smallness and the sweetness can coexist because they are not opposed to each other. Small fruit, but very sweet. Smallness and sweetness can coexist. They are not Vruddha Dharmo. They're not opposite attributes. They can coexist. Whereas Ukan is a bitter sweet fruit. You can't say that. Because bitterness and sweetness cannot coexist. They are Viruddha Dharma. The tall person is a very good person, very pious person. Piety is one attribute. Tallness is another attribute. They can coexist. They are opposed to each other. But tallness and shortness cannot coexist. So there are Viruddha Dharmo, opposite attributes. Means they cannot coexist. This is one fact. So here, this Nyaya philosopher, he uses that idea to present his objection. What he says, Yeka adhikaranatvam gatadi visesha abhave na yuktam iti chet. The chet comes means what? If it is said, Yeka adhikaranatvam na yuktam ghatadi visesha abhave. Yeka adhikaranatvam means what? I have explained to you already. The experience of the existence of any object and the experience of the object, the two experiences happening simultaneously, having the same locus, is said to be samana adhika, samana adhikaranyam. Samana adhikaranyam is said to be eka adhikaranatvam. Eka adhikaranatvam is equal to samana adhikaranyam. Samana adhikaranatvam is called eka adhikaranatvam. He says, what is satya? Existence is satyam, isn't it? Object is what? Mithya. In every experience, there is experience of satyam existence, there's experience of mithya namarupa. If you say pot is, if I say, there is experience of the pot. In this pot experience, we have what two experiences? One is experience of the existence of the pot, and experience of the pot, object pot. So, ghata vishaya anubhavaha, ghatasya satta anubhavaha. Experience of the existence of the pot and experience of the existence of the pot and experience of the object pot. Two experiences. And we say they are simultaneous. Therefore, there is eka adhikaranatvam. The experience of the existence of the pot, experience of the object pot, have what now? Samana adhikaranatvam. Same locus. Means what? They have simultaneously they happen. Samana adhikaranatvam. But here his doubt is ghatadi visesha abhave. Please make a note, be very careful in bleeding bhasham. Abhava here does not mean absence. Okay? This abhava stands for mithya. ghatadi vishesha abhave, when objects such as spot etc. are said to be mithya. Abhaya means mithya. And existence is said to be satyam. How can the satyam existence which is satyam and object which is mithya can have same locus? Satyam and mithya, they are opposed to each other. The two, they are viruddha dharma. Satyam and mithya are two opposite things. Satyam is that which is always there. Mithya it is which is not really there, which is as though there. So how can satyam and mithya, experience of satyam and mithya can be there simultaneously? How can there be the experience of real existence? How can there be experience of the mithya part simultaneously? Satyam mithya experience cannot, it is not possible for satyam and mithya experience to have samana adhikaranatvam or eka adhikaranatvam. What is here? Two opposite dharmas cannot coexist in the same locus. So if we say this experience of samana, the experience of the existence of the object, the experience of the object, samana adhikaranatvam, it is inappropriate, it is illogical, na yuktam is what? It is not appropriate to say that there is samana adhikaranatvam of the experience of satyam existence and experience of the mithya object. It is illogical. It is not possible. Got it? I understood what is the objection. Satyam and mithya are opposed to each other or not? Opposed to each other. So how can there be samana, how can satyam and mithya, satyasya anubhavaha, mithyayaha anubhavaha, katham, no, samana, how can they have samana adhikaranatvam? How can there be samana adhikaranatvam? How can there be? How can you say this? This is expense of the real existence, expense of mithya object. How can they have same locus? This is the question. So it is inappropriate, it is illogical. What is the answer? Satyam mithya anubhavaha is possible. It is appropriate. Nothing illogical about it, because let me reveal the answer of itself. If two opposite attributes, cannot exist in the same locus, cannot coexist in the same locus. If they are of the same, they belong to same order of reality. You both are mithya. See, tallness is also mithya. Shortness is also mithya. Object is mithya. And the objects, however, it is tall man, short man, tall body, short body. Body is mithya. Being an object is a mithya. If the tallness or shortness, both are mithya. Isn't it? Sweetness and bitterness. So mithya attributes of the mithya fruit. So sweetness is also mithya, bitterness is also mithya. So mithya, two mithya attributes which are opposed to each other cannot coexist. Two mithya, because they belong to the same order of reality. Sweetness is also mithya. Bitterness is also mithya. Because the fruit is mithya. Understand now? So two attributes, mithya attributes, which are opposed to each other, cannot coexist. They both attributes, opposite attributes, belonging to the same order of reality. They cannot coexist. That is only a relative fact. Two opposite attributes cannot coexist in the same locus. That fact is applicable only for attributes which belong to the same order of reality. Whereas here, Satyam and Mithya do not belong to the same order of reality, isn't it? Existence is Satyam. Existence enjoyed by the object is Satyam, but the object itself is Mithya. Object and the existence enjoyed by the object do not belong to the same order of reality. Object is Mithya, existence is Satyam. They do not belong to the same order of reality. Understand? One belongs to Mithya, another is Satyam. Whereas shortness and tallness, all are Mithya only. Bitterness and sweetness, Mithya. So two Mithya attributes opposed to each other cannot coexist in a Mithya locus. But we cannot compare this. Instead, existence enjoyed by the object is absolute reality, Satyam. Whereas every object is Mithya, empirically real object. Therefore, even though existence and object, Mithyam and Mithya, opposed to each other, still one is absolutely real. Existence is absolute reality, absolutely real. Whereas object is empirically real. Therefore, they do not belong to same order of reality. Therefore, it is possible for them to have samana adhikaranatvam. Is it clear? This is the answer. This is the explanation. I'll explain only the explained only reply na. There's nothing illogical about it. And he gives an example. Idam udakam, this is water, iti. Marichyadav. See, marichihi means mirage water. Mrigatrishnambas is said to be marichi. Marichi is another word for mrigatrishnambas. Mirage water. Now, especially in India, when you're driving, going for a drive in the afternoon, hot sun, you can see the dry road, tar road, dry sand, you know, looks like what? Water. Mirage water. Idam udakam iti marichyado. అన్యతర అభావేపి. సి మరీచ్ అదర్ మీన్స్ వాట్ ఇన్ మిరాజ్ వాటర్ ఎక్సెట్రా యు షో దట్ అండ్ యు సే వాట్ ఇదం ఉదకం దిస్ ఈస్ వాటర్ అన్యతర అభావే అపి. వాట్ ఈస్ దర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ థింగ్. అన్యతర అభావ మీన్స్ వాట్ దర్ ఇస్ నో రియల్ వాటర్ దర్ ఇస్ నో రియల్ వాటర్ ఇస్ ఇట్ వాట్ యు సీ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ద శాండ్ డ్రై శాండ్. See, dry sand and water, water which makes the land wet, cannot coexist, isn't it? Still they we see the coexistence in our experience. In our experience, what is now? This experience of the dry sand with really with the water which is really not there. Their experience is what? There's a samana adhikaranatvam. Exactly where you see the dry sand, there you see what? Water. So where the buddhi, where you experience the dry sand, there alone you're experiencing simultaneously what? Miraj, the water, which is not there. Anyatara abhave api. You see the non-existent water. In the experience, you experience what? Exactly the miraj water, isn't it? సామానాధికరణ్య దర్శనాత్ ఇట్ ఈస్ పాసిబుల్ దర్శన బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ది పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ సచ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ టూ ఫ్యాక్టర్స్ అపోజ్ టు ఈచ్ అదర్ ది సేమ్ లోకస్. I'll explain this tomorrow, okay? How can there be dry land and the water be together? It's possible because one is satyam, relatively real. Dry land is relatively real. And water is what? It is not there at all. So the two orders, right? Okay, two orders of, they belong to two orders of reality. One is relatively real, one is absolutely unreal. This example, let me explain this example tomorrow. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Today, what is ఇదం ఉదకం ఇతి మరీచ్యాదో అన్యతర అభావేపి సామానాధికరణ్య దర్శనాత్. దిస్ ఐల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టుమారో. నౌ వాట్ హ్యావ్ హస్ బిన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఆల్రెడీ నా హ్యాస్ బిన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇల్లాజికల్. నా మీన్స్ వాట్? ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇల్లాజికల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఇంప్రాపర్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఇన్అప్రోప్రియేట్ టు సే దట్ దర్ ఈస్ experience of the existence, reality in the form of existence, and experience of the object simultaneously, the same locus. Even though they are opposed to each other, because they are opposed to each other, okay, but they belong to They do not belong to the same order of reality. Existence experienced is satyam. Object experienced is mithya. Therefore, there's nothing illogical, nothing inappropriate about it. Okay. So, tomorrow I'll elaborate on this Nyaya school of Nyaya philosopher's view. the objection and the answer clarify. Now with this, actually Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on Sataha Bhavaha Na Vidyate is over. Okay, and again he reinforces our understanding by making us understand all these following sentences as commentary on this same verse. It's okay. The beautiful commentary we have. So tomorrow I'll explain. Because I missed last class, remember? Because of traveling. And so long gap. That's why I had to go back to make you understand this much. So if you have any doubts, you can clarify. I can clarify it tomorrow. The class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.